CliffCentral.com. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brendan Decue, the good news guy. It's Tuesday. I get to hang out with you in studio, and at the beginning of every show, I bring you the relevant news that mainstream media are sharing. It usually consists of corruption and crime and politicians and presidents and corruption and crime and all of the things that we actually don't want to concentrate on. Because there is no cuck here. You're tuned into the good stuff on Cliff Central. It's Cliff Central's very own happy hour. And it's our space where we get to hang out with you and just bring you good news. There are so many incredible things happening in South Africa and the world right now. So inspiring. So proudly South African. So much of good news. We're going to be bringing you a whole bunch of stories. This is South Africa's only good news charting show. When I get my words right. Some of the stories that we're going to bring you today. An 83-year-old Cape Townian reached the top of Kili. That's Kilimanjaro. I climbed that a couple of years ago. It's quite tough. There's a whole community that have stepped up in honor to help a homeless woman who had a baby. So there was this call that came in. The baby was only 5 days old. No one really knew. So we're going to bring you an update with regards to that. Thuli Madonsela has won another international award. So we're going to be chatting about that as well. No bad news here. Instead, we dig deep to find the good news in every situation. That's really what we try to do. So Kerry and I will kick off the show with our regular catch-up, where we just talk about things that are trending and sort of stories and things that are going on. Then we bring you, like I said, the only good news chart show in South Africa, which is flippin' exciting, and we're honored to do that every week. It gives you something better to chat about when you're in your dinner table or at the water cooler. And today, we also bring you our special feature that we're calling The Good Ambassador, proudly brought to you by Play Your Part, an initiative of Brand South Africa. Education is important, and it's something that we all need to focus on. That's why having educational shows that are both fun and interactive are so important. Today, we have Jason Greer joining us in studio, renowned South African celeb. That's what we call him. And he's here to chat about Spellbound and what he's up to. Spellbound is a primetime game show that matters. Jason Greer will be joining us in studio at about 10:30. So listen up and get inspired. If you want to join the conversation, you can tweet us at cliffcentral.com. Brendan Decue, Kerry Stain. I'm sure Jason's got a Twitter as well. Or you can send us a message via our official WeChat account. Or call 0861-555-189. We've also got a live WhatsApp that's on screen. So if you want to send us a WhatsApp message right now, you can just pop a message to 079-748-2090. I'd like you to save that number in your phone so you can WhatsApp us whenever you feel like it. Maybe if you're lonely and you just want to chat. Kerry's always there waiting.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm always there waiting.
She's always there waiting. So it's 079-748.
This is not a chat site.
2090. No, you'll be on the other side. You'll be like, hi.
Hi.
I've been waiting for you.
All my life.
Kerry will send you voice notes. This is what we... Let's pimp you out.
Oh, thanks.
Aren't we close to Valentine's Day?
Oh, really?
Like 14 days away. Let's pimp you out. Kerry is going to be doing some love messages on WhatsApp. So if you send us a little something, Kerry will reply with a little something back. Just saying.
Shocker.
Kerry, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did.
What did you get up to?
Well, a few things here and there. And it was my dad's birthday, so we did some family stuff.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I actually heard the funniest thing. It was sent to me the other day, and I'm actually going to look for it so I can play it for you. It was some radio station down in... I'm going to find it. It was some radio station down, like, Eastern Cape, and they were calling out a bunch of birthdays. I'm going to find that. I'll play it for you now. What I want to say, so today's the 31st of Jan.
It is.
Today's the 31st of January.
Tomorrow's February.
Tomorrow's the 1st of February. So 3 years ago, my life changed completely. And for those of you that have followed the journey and sort of been part of the journey, I don't know if you remember something called NEC nominations.
Yes, that shocking thing.
So, NEC nominations was this viral trend that started deep down in Australia.
people were dying.
Well, you can just say that because they weren't dying for the viral trend. It just happened. So the viral trend, it was one of the first that hit social media that we can actually trace back, because before that, people weren't using social media in that way.
Yeah.
But neck nominations was this thing that they did that you had to down a bunch of alcohol, put it up online in a video.
Yes.
And then nominate other people to outdo what you'd just done. And, you know, I saw it happening all over the world because it was going global. And there was a couple of things that was going through my mind. The first being, if you drink alcohol and you dare anyone to do anything, it's bound to end badly.
Definitely.
Bound. Like, of course, booze, daring, badly. It's going to end badly. A couple of other things, and I think it's something that South Africa has really learned over the last couple of years. But what you put online stays there forever. So imagine being 18 and, I mean, the one guy drank a glass of Goldfish and then a bottle of vodka or whatever. Imagine going for a job 10 years down the line and your future employer, your potential employer Googles your name and that is all they find.
So, how were those Goldfish 10 years ago?
You know, we'd like to hire you, but we're worried about what you're going to do to the aquarium in the foyer.
And are you an alcoholic yet?
Yes. Have you made it through? Have you made it past? So those were the sort of things that were going through my mind. And I decided as well, you know, we all know, I mean, this is the good stuff. And you guys hear us talk to a lot of different charities and you hear us interviewing a lot of people that are really making a difference in our South Africa community, the world. South Africa's got a problem with poverty, like a real problem. Mm. And if you go Google the stats, not the stats that are out there, but the real stats, the real ones that people are really suffering.
Yeah.
It's something crazy, like 21% of South Africans don't eat every day. Let that sink in. 21% of South Africans don't eat every day. Then I think it's something like 53% of South Africans have to choose between getting to work or eating lunch.
Mm.
Like their taxi fare or eating lunch. That is 3/4 of our population already, right? Out of the 21% of South Africans that don't eat every day, 4.5 million of those are children.
Yeah.
Kids.
Little ones.
It's a very sad reality, and it's a sobering statistic to know that, because we sometimes forget it. We're faced with so much poverty, so much crime, that we sometimes forget it. So I was thinking about these two things while neck nominations was happening around the world, and I decided instead that I would...
And you were getting nominated left, right, and center.
Like everybody was. Mm. So I decided instead to feed a homeless person.
Yeah.
Which I did. And it wasn't contrived. It wasn't planned. It was me just trying to create some sort of difference within my own community.
And turning something negative into a positive.
I was hoping that like 10 of my mates would have seen it and been like, hey, we'll do the same.
Yes.
Instead.
Meanwhile.
10 million. It blew up completely. And
worldwide.
Well, it was 3 years ago. I'm still just an average guy. I'm just an average guy. Three years ago. Come on now. 3 years ago, I did something where I got given the opportunity to make a difference in someone's life. And that turned into a platform for everybody else to do the same.
Mm.
And it just snowballed into something so much bigger than me or you. The story was about the world coming together and people just doing good and being kind.
Well, that's exactly what it was.
It was
you making a difference.
No.
What I'm saying is.
No. You and I are going to fight. We're going to fight on it.
No. In our communities, encouraging other people to do it.
So I just want to say this again. I am not spectacular in any way. I'm just a guy.
Of course you are.
I'm just a guy and I wanted to do something good. And then, you know.
And that's exactly what happened.
Gareth Cliff phoned me and he said, do you want to come do a show?
And now look at you.
And then I started with CNBC. And then I started Good Things Guy.
Yes.
And through evolution, I've created a platform now where we can showcase good things.
Yes.
You know that my mantra before all of this, always used to say, only good things.
Mm.
That was my thing. It was only good things. Everything was only good things because it's what I believe in. It's what I believe in.
And it still is. And now it's a lot bigger. It's good things, like on steroids.
Good things on steroids. So I put this on my Facebook this morning. I'm just going to read it because this is my belief, right? In fact, if you're wondering if I believe in miracles, the answer is absolutely yes. Even when they don't seem to happen, I keep believing in them. Even when I stop believing in them, I find a way to start again. Because if you don't have hope, what's left? I believe, and maybe those miracles will happen in a way that I never saw coming. They usually do. Or maybe I'll find the way to make them happen myself, because we have the power to do that too. But either way, I continue believing that every day has a possibility of a million miracles, and that makes my heart incredibly happy. It's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We create our own opportunities. And you know what? I just want to say, flipping 3 years of coolness, of being able to bring you good stuff on this show, to be able to bring you really good stories. I am honored that people tune in. I am so thankful that people listen to us. And I'm just really humbled that I can play a very small part in this whole bigger universe.
Oh, Brainty.
Shut up. That's my rant for the day. that is me done.
Happy 3 year.
Thanks,
and high five.
That was
yes, for all the good things.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, what else can we talk about? There's so much going on. There's so much happening. One of the things that we brought up last week was about the fake news, right? So we are being inundated. Social media has become a place of fake news. It's all about that fake news. And people share the ish out of it.
I know, right?
They've got this way of doing it. So the latest thing is not, it's kind of fake news, but it's also not.
Dude, where's my car?
It's called like farming.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's got a name, like farming. Mm-hmm. Like farming. So these oaks create a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it something cool, like this one is called Mustang Passion.
Mm-hmm.
Mustang Passion. And they put up a photo of, well, in this case, they put up a photo of a man pointing at his blue Mustang, like to the side. And in the post it says, "My name is Kevin M. James. I am owner of Ford Mustang. We are giving away 2 Ford Mustangs on February the 1st, 2017. 2 lucky winners will be announced on February the 1st. Step 1, like this post. Step 2, share on your wall. Step 3, comment done. Good luck, everyone."
Mm-hmm.
That thing's been shared 3 million times.
I can't wait to get my Mustang tomorrow.
Are you going to get one? Did you share it?
No, of course. It's about miracles.
The truth is it's called like farming. Mm. And basically what they do is they create these pages. They instill this emotion in you so that you think you're going to win a prize and that it's all going to be magical and it's amazing. And because you like the post, because you're engaging with the post, and because you comment on the post and share it, the algorithms in Facebook pick it up and they think that it's something that's trending. So it starts being seen more.
Yes.
Right? They figured out how to work these algorithms in Facebook. Then what happens is when they reach, they've got, I think it's 300,000 likes on the page already.
It's crazy.
They take that page and they sell it for a fee to someone else.
Mm.
And that someone could be a big brand. It could be
Ford.
Whatever. Mm. It could be. And they pick it up with a target market of 300,000 people who perhaps like cars because they like cars or whatever it is. But here's the funny thing. Peter de Toy, a gent from South Africa who owns a business called Future Work IQ, he's an opinion leader.
Yes.
He comes up with these things, right?
Yeah.
He put up a post and he said, first of all, did you notice the spelling of passion?
Mm-hmm.
So it's missing an S. There's your first sign that it's clickbaity, like farming. The second, did you notice the post had been edited to go from I'm a manager to I'm an owner? So that's number 2, right? So now we know. Number 3, did you notice that there are no details in the About Us section? Not one. Can't find them. No contact details. No Nothing. Email. Number 4, did you notice that the page was only created on January the 25th? That sort of gives it away, right?
Definitely.
There's one more point, which is flipping hilarious. Did you notice the pig in the background?
My word, I'm finished.
In the photo, at the back.
Like, literally on his shoulder.
On his shoulder, there's a pig that's, like,
balancing
perched
on the thing.
balancing on a bucky. Like, how do you know? There's no serious business that would put something like that up.
Definitely not.
Ever.
And certainly not in a dealership.
So if you've been sharing the post, we have to break your dreams here, Mabru.
So I'm really not getting a Mustang tomorrow.
Kerry, I'm afraid all your likes and shares and comments have not done anything for you.
Crushing all my hopes and dreams.
It's crushing all your hopes. You're not winning a Mustang. You're not even going to get to sit in one. Like, that's how bad it is.
Thanks.
But the good news here is that we're bringing you the relevant good stuff to know, to see these things.
Yes.
So you know. Just two other things that I want to touch on quickly. Did you see this new trend that started yesterday with our president in a dress?
Shame, shame, shame.
So this one guy, he did this meme. How do you say it? Is it a meme?
A meme.
A meme?
It's a meme.
Is it a meme?
A meme.
A meme.
Meme, 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 meme.
A meme.
Meme.
So he put up this meme, and in the meme he said the message that went with it. It was President Zuma that had been photoshopped to be wearing a shawl.
Yes.
And a dress and a handbag, and he had a duck on his head. And like he's looking at his I think his nails.
Yes.
Like whoever was there before, right?
Sitting waiting.
Sorry, I just got my phone's ringing in the middle of studio. I have to, I'm totally digressing here, but I downloaded this thing called Truecaller.
Yes.
And it now tells you if it's spam. That's spam.
Dun, dun,
so, sorry for you, telemarketer. I'm not answering. anyway, so Zuma's dressed up in this dress, and the message that accompanies it goes, when they want a female president and you want a third term. So he's hiding as a female.
An old lady.
But Kerry, what this has caused? So it was posted, and this oak. I mean, he's had thousands of retweets. It's all about social media. And then what happened is other people started photoshopping their own photos of President Zuma in a dress. And I think this is a picture of like Oprah walking, and they've photoshopped his face onto there. And then, you know, that
particular one actually looks like one of his wives.
Maybe. And you know that salt guy that throws the aromat? They even put his photo on that, and they're like, I will be president for the third term. Philip, I love South Africa.
They are hilarious.
But we know how to laugh at ourselves. That's one thing that we're good at.
Yes,
we're really good at.
We're sarcastic, and we laugh at ourselves, and we're not serious.
We're able to take things like that and really just go, Flip, that's funny.
Yes. And moving on, let's find something else that's funny. What's going to be funny tomorrow?
What's going to be funny tomorrow? So, every week we get to bring you good news. This is what the show's about. And this week is no different. We are doing our top five good news stories.
Yes.
We're the only charting show in South Africa that brings you good news in a chart format.
Mm-hmm.
No one else does it. The reason for this is because we want to give you something better to speak about when you're at the dinner table or the water cooler, or even if you just want to have a chat. Like, there are good things happening in our country that maybe you don't know about. So Kerry digs deep and she finds the absolute top five.
And I must say, there was so much more content that I had to, like, wade through.
You know why?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know why?
Tell me.
So, goodthingsguy.com was a platform I started 18 months ago, and we've officially hired our new digital copywriters. So, they are busy typing away.
And boy, are they busy, and they've now increased my workload, which is amazing, because there's a whole lot of new stuff.
We've upped our good news stories to up to 15 a day.
It's amazing.
15 a day. So it's very exciting. Kerry has dug through all of those, and she's brought us the top five. We're going to start with number five.
Vodacom enabled the gift of vision to school in Paarl.
I'm just going to say, because I have to say this.
Yes.
We are not paid by Vodacom, so no. We don't like I get a little bit annoyed with cell phone companies, but they've done something great.
They really have
in the story.
Yes.
So if we remove the fact that they're a corporate and they make so much money, and you focus on the good that they've done, it's pretty flippin' amazing. Do you want to tell us about it?
So Vodacom recognizes that literacy is a crucial cornerstone for successful education. Yet many children struggle to learn to read and write at schools, not because they are incapable, but because they have impaired vision. So basically what they've done, and they've partnered with the health departments of the Western Cape, to basically have all these learners' eyes tested and donate their spectacles.
Wow.
Because, I mean, it's so very, very important. It's, I mean, if they can't read, it's not because they're incapable. It's because they can't see what they're reading. So they've gone on this whole drive as well to test the eyes of the learners and to give them spectacles.
So, Kay, I am as blind as a bat. I wake up in the morning and I cannot see a single thing. The world is a big, bright blur when I open my eyes. And unless I have glasses or contacts in, I ain't seen nothing.
Exactly.
I'm lucky enough to be able to afford glasses and contact
lenses. And because
lenses.
They don't know any difference, they think that there's no problem.
Shame, man.
And, I mean, you see them, you're going to post it up now, but all these little ones with their new spectacles, and then once they deliver, because obviously they have their eyes tested, and then 2 weeks later they deliver the spectacles, and then they teach them how to use them and look after them. And clean them and stuff, which I think is amazing. Well done to Vodacom.
So that is life-changing. That's properly life-changing. Jeepers. All right. That's number five. We're going to put it up online so that you can get all of those stories because they're important. And that is only one because we only have number five. What do we have at number four?
Cape Town wakes up to thunderstorms and rain. Twitter reacts accordingly. So we've been reporting on our rain and all the wonderful things that are happening in Joburg. And Cape Town has been struggling because they also have their water restrictions. Obviously, we've got national water restrictions. But basically, Cape Town is experiencing exactly the same, and it's out of their rainy season.
Yeah, so they shouldn't really be getting rain.
It really is a miracle that they are having like heavy downpours. And if you have a look at all the Twitter feeds, lightning and thunder and lots of rain, the best way to be woken up, blessings in Cape Town. Rain at last as the cars swoosh past, and everybody's just going crazy. And obviously they're positive about the rain that's falling because it's now...
They're getting water. All the fires, and apparently the dams have gone up a little bit in Cape Town. But we always say this when we talk about the storms, rain, water happening in South Africa. This is all just marginal. The rain that's coming down at the moment has got no fixed date that it's going to carry on for.
Yeah.
So if you can save water in any way or make it habitual that you're saving water, do that. We need to. Go for it. Yes.
But I think it's amazing for Cape Town because of everything that they've experienced over the last few months. And it really is a miracle because it's washing away all that tragedy, really, which is what happened over the last few weeks.
Man, oh man, we're going to put that story up online. What do we have at number three?
Community step up. Step in to help a homeless mother and a five-day-old baby. A call for help on social media has brought a community together to assist a homeless mother living on the streets and her five-day-old baby. Wow.
Okay, so, I mean, I saw the story and the community that's... We've actually had on our show before.
Yeah.
She's quite an amazing human being.
One Small Act of Kindness Association.
That's what it's called. And
yes.
She got the call. And it was a very, what is the right word? It was like a
shocker.
Well, she didn't know. It was,
no.
It she didn't have many details. And they said, yeah, that she needs to go and look at this woman and a baby that are living on the streets. And she made her way to the street where the address was. And she met the person who phoned her. And she actually thought they were dead.
Yes, because they were sleeping on the street under plastic.
Oh.
Okay, so I've had a baby, and 5-day-old baby. On the street with all the I can't get my head around that.
But what happened was she found her.
It is amazing.
She posted it up online. The community got involved. They saw it, her community that follows her. They were inundated with products, goods, money, shelter, homes, everything
she
they possibly
could. Set for the next six months,
and they're going to be helping her through this.
Yes.
To get through this.
And she's in a shelter now as well, so she is off the street, and now they're looking for a job for her.
The big thing that I want to say here is, you know, it's sad, and if I read the comments, I would say 50% of the comments are, that's flippin' hectic, and the other 50% are like, why is this woman having babies on the streets and whatever? We don't know. We don't know the story. The good things here and the beautiful side of it is that the community came together to go, hey,
we've rescued her.
We can help.
And her baby.
We can help.
Yes.
We can help. All right, what do we have at number two?
Krispy Kreme You like Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme launch campaign to find a young boy who visited their store. So Krispy Kreme South Africa have launched a campaign to find a young boy who visited their Rosebank store over the weekend to give him a new wheelchair. So on Saturday, the 21st of January, Theo came into Krispy Kreme Rosebank where he would be trying the world famous donuts for the very first time. And what they said here, Theo arrived in store with a volunteer couple. And when I realized this was such a unique story, I really wanted to give Theo the full Krispy Kreme experience.
That's the store manager, right?
Yes. Yeah. Which includes a full tour of the factory store as well as giving Theo a chance to create his own delicious creations, said Jason Kaywood, Krispy Kreme Rosebank manager. And then he left. And
he went away.
Yeah, he left. He got his donuts. He had his Krispy Kreme experience. And basically what's happened now is they obviously put it up on social media. And Samantha Ackerman, from CE Mobility, contacted Krispy Kreme head office and has offered to give Theo a brand new wheelchair, custom made for his size and age. And now they're looking for Theo.
Well, if Krispy Kreme or anybody's listening, we'd like an update on that, actually.
Yes, because we do. Maybe I should go there today and find out, because it's right up the road from my house.
Yeah. You go do that. You go find out.
I'm going to go find out if they were able to find Theo. And if not, we're going on a mission to find Theo.
We will find Theo. That's at number two. We're going to put that up online. What do we have at number one?
83-year-old Cape Townian man reached the top of Kilimanjaro yesterday, but that's not yesterday. It was the 27th of January.
How incredible.
An 83-year-old Cape Townian man has reached the top of Kilimanjaro in honor of his late wife, becoming the second oldest person to summit.
Man.
In honor of his wife that passed away.
Very sad. So his wife always had dreams of climbing Kili, and she passed away recently, and he decided to make it his mission to climb Kili and to sort of get to the top in honor of her. And he did. He did all of that.
He
got to the top. I've climbed Kili. It's hard.
And he's 83 years old.
He's also become the second oldest person to climb the mountain.
He's like almost 3 years older than us.
Did you say 3 years?
Almost.
30.
Yeah.
Yeah, not three. 30.
Three times as old.
There we go. That's better. He's almost 3 years older than us. Okay. He's a little bit older than that. So,
I think that's amazing.
I've climbed Kilimanjaro. It is not an easy task. It is really something that's quite difficult. He did it with just him and his Sherpa. And he did it in the allocated time of 6 days. During the whole climb, he did a lot of posts where his Sherpa was saying, he's really tired, doesn't know if he's going to make it, it's quite tough, but he did it.
He said it was an incredibly emotional trip.
And I guess it would be. Have you ever wanted to climb a mountain?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Nothing inside
of you? Not even Table Mountain, no.
Have you never, you've never gone to Cape Town?
I have been to Cape Town.
Oh.
But I've never wanted to climb the mountain.
Oh.
Because you can climb Table Mountain and Lion's Head.
You can do all of those great things.
I look at those people from the bottom and I smile and wave. And then I go in the cable car and I smile and wave some more.
Good grief. So that's our top five good news stories. We put them up online so that you can catch up with them and sort of see what's going on. You can visit cliffcentral.com after the show to get them, or my Twitter feed, Brendan DeQ, to catch up with them right now. As always, this is the good stuff on Cliff Central. Man, oh man, I love this guy.
You love this guy? Which guy?
Majozi.
I know you do. The music is amazing.
I only found out about him the other day, so I don't know what rock I've been living under.
Well, it doesn't matter. You found him. That's the main thing.
I found him, and I'm going to bring him onto the show. We're going to get him on here, but we're not going to be speaking about him. We have our special esteemed guest.
Yes, that's why I asked you which guy you're talking about.
Well, I love this guy as well.
Of course, I know.
I love you, man.
Oh, look at you.
I'm blushing.
So much love.
Jason Greer is back on the good stuff.
Is that happening?
You haven't been on the show for a while.
A long time. But
why?
It's I've been really busy.
I've been
doing my own stuff.
What have you been doing?
Well, one of which, I'm hoping some people have seen, a little show on Mnet, used to be on Sunday night, 5 o'clock, Channel 101.
Prime time.
Called Spellbound. And that's kind of like a spelling game show type vibe where...
Like a spelling bee.
Kinda, but it's grammar as well involved.
Yes, please.
So that was quite cool. And there was like four contestants, and they all, it was 10 episodes, and the last five episodes were filled with adults who then had to go to the finale, and they could win 100,000 rand.
Well, 100,000 rand's not bad at all.
Well, listen, some lady won 50,000 rand, and then she went on to lose it all in the final. Well, she won 50,000 in hers, and then in the finale, she got up to 50,000 as well and thought, you know what? Look how good I am.
I got this.
And then she had to spell some, I know it's bizarre, but like a French word. But it's a French word used in English.
Yeah, so like, it was,
like croissant.
Croissant.
Yeah, it is French, but it's also English. so she had to spell some bizarre word that, sang froid.
Sang froid. What on earth does that even mean?
No idea. Fortunately, I'm not the one asking the questions or asking how to spell. So
okay.
I'm just keeping the peace while Vanessa Morawa does the actual asking and the hard part.
So the question that I have is, who was better, the kids or the adults? Who sort of did better with the spelling?
Well, I mean, they had different words, obviously. the kids had like lank, easy words. For us, anyway, they were easy.
Yes.
And the adults had harder words.
Hard words.
French words.
You know, it's like more hard French words. Exactly. The kids would never have hard French words to spell.
When you saw some of the words, were you like, or the grammar, you were like,
You know, it's bizarre because like you get to see the questions beforehand and the sentences before you go on air just to make sure that you're comfortable with them. And even then you're like, no, are you sure? But then we've got like two proper dictionary type people. I forget what they're called, but they are there.
Dictionarians.
Yes. We've got two dictionarians. They're there making sure that everything's right. And some of the things you're like, no, it can't be right. And it's right. And anyway, but like some of the stuff that you get to see is heavy. I wouldn't have a clue. Yeah. And easy things as well sometimes.
Well, that's the thing. I heard this other thing the other day. They were talking about being uninvited and disinvited.
What?
And both exist.
Disinvite.
Yes. Uninvited and disinvited.
Is disinvited means that you were invited.
Yes.
But
and
then
now
became disinvited.
That's it. And then uninvited is you weren't invited at all.
At all, yeah.
But people were like, you can't say that. It's not disinvited. It's uninvited. And everyone was like, no.
Maybe that's where the version of dis comes from.
You've really got to go look at that. Yeah, dis. You've been dis.
Well, check. You teach me something new. You learn me something new.
You
learn.
I'm
just the host. I don't have to learn.
I was just about to say, education is so important. And a show like that, it really is important because it makes us realize how bad we are at spelling. And I watched a couple of episodes when I was on. I did watch a couple of episodes when I was on my couch on a Sunday, which is very rare because I'm usually trying to avoid the Sunday blues.
Out and about.
So I call it Sunday fun day. You just carry on.
Sure.
Yes.
Carry
from
on.
From Saturday night.
Just keep going.
Saturday, you mean Friday.
To make it to make it to Monday is the sort of plan. Yeah. The point is that I caught a couple of shows and in those shows, I felt quite stupid.
Well, you know what I love about that show is that there was quite a bit of couch audience participation. There were often people trying to get involved who were sitting at home, and they would sit. And this, I was told this from other people who don't even know me, but they know people who watched. And they would sit there and say, no, or that's how it's spelt. Or when the right word came up, they're like, that's not how it's spelt. And yeah, they'd get involved, and it was actually quite cool. So I'm hoping on the back of that, there will be a season two.
Oh.
We'll only find out in the next week or so.
So we're waiting.
And it's going to encourage people to get those dictionaries out and
absolutely.
The thesaurus and go back to the school books. Go
absolutely.
Back to the basics, guys.
Jeez. Talk about basics. I mean, you think some of these
put
words you've
phone
learned
down.
To spell them for years.
Yeah.
But you don't. But you see, we are
predictive text.
Exactly. And we're spoiled with.
Yes, we are.
What do you call a spell check?
That doesn't always work for us. Have you sometimes sent a message and you're like, oh, as you send it?
No, but that's predictive text. That's bizarre.
That's kind of the same, though. Ish. It sort of does it for you.
It's
my spelling
realize
is terrible.
And not realize.
Well, that's the other thing, is when we're doing Spellbound here, we go according to the British dictionary.
Yes.
Not the American.
That's it.
So some people still get confused with the S and the Z, and then afterwards they complain and be like, no.
British.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, we don't combine.
What school did you go to?
This is real English. It's exactly. Not American. Do you speak American?
Exactly. It's two L's, not L, you lazy person.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've brought a couple of questions along today. A
couple of words to spell.
A couple of words.
Now, these are the 10 most commonly misspelt words.
Oh, I feel like I need, can I get Google out?
No. Don't even try.
Okay,
you
hands up. Hands up.
Okay, hands up. Okay, you can help if you want. We can spell together. I'll give you one each. Okay, so Brent, you first. Okay, accommodate.
Accommodate?
Mm.
Accommodate. A-C-C-O-M-O-D-A-T-E.
Okay, incorrect. Double M.
Double M, double C.
You cheated.
Right. Sure.
I was doing German English.
Oh. In fact, that would have been very... Okay, conscientious.
Oh, geez. Really? Why are you laughing at me?
Because this is amazing. This is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Do it.
Oh, my word.
That's not how you spell
it. I can't see it in my head. No, I give up.
Yeah, you can't just give up.
Can't give up.
C.
Yes, that's a good start.
C-O-N.
Yeah.
Is it an S?
Yes, Karen.
I-O-U.
I would have put it on C there.
Okay, you didn't even try.
Because I'm spelling conscience, not conscientious.
But you were close. So conscientious is like conscience.
Yes.
But it's C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N and then T-I-O-U-S.
Oh, yeah, my God. Mine was... yours was easier.
Okay, next one for you. This is fitting perfectly. In fact, you will know how to spell this within 2 seconds. Spell the word daiquiri.
Oh, goodness. D-A-I-Q-U-R-I-O-U.
Oh, you, daiquiri.
I.
Again, I'm doing French English.
You are very close. It's D-A-I-Q-U-I-R-I.
I like the way you're like, you know how to spell that. You're going to know exactly. You see that on menus all the time.
Exactly.
Okay, next one. Okay, embarrass.
That's an easy one.
E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S.
So now you are embarrassed for not spelling embarrass correctly.
I can see it in my head.
She did spell it correctly.
Did she?
Yes.
I'm embarrassed now.
You should be embarrassed. That is right. E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Well done, man. Okay. Brent, liaison.
Liaison.
Here's your French word. Liaison.
Now you can be French.
Liaison. I feel like...
Moi, shall
like
we meet
liaison.
Again?
Liaison. I feel like...
Well...
L-I-A-S-O-N.
L-I-A-I-S-O-N.
Oh, that little sneaky I.
Mon chéri, we meet
not
again.
Liaison.
Isn't there a rule, no A before E before I over the
That's
U?
That's E before I. In fact, speaking of which, okay, spell weird.
W-E-I-R-D.
Correct.
Yay!
Brent.
Woohoo! I'm winning.
Nearly there. Maneuver.
Oh, geez.
I nearly made a swear word.
Gosh, darn it.
Maneuver. M-A... E-U-N-E.
M-A-E. Maneuver.
M-A-N-E-O-U-V-E-U-R.
So
close. Wow. Wow, this is...
But that's so wrong.
This is so challenging.
M-A-N-E-U-V-E-R.
Now I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Okay, two more. Okay, spell no one.
N-O... is it another O?
Just go for it.
N-O-O-N-E.
I would go N-O-dash.
O-N-E.
Yeah.
Close. It's N-O space O-N-E.
Yes.
No. It's actually two separate words completely.
I would have.
Can you believe it?
I can believe it because that's why I was like, every time I have, it separates, so it's no one.
Hmm. Mm. Yeah, so it's two words.
But nobody.
Is one word.
Is one word.
Ah, yeah. When you said no one, all I could think of was Alicia Keys.
No one. Okay, well, let's see if you've got... The rhythm to spell rhythm.
R-Y-T-H-M. U-M. Y-M. Rhythm.
So close. R-H-Y-T-H-M. Oh. And there we have it. You suck.
We
Carrie
suck.
There's better than you.
Carrie, what does she
we
win?
We both suck.
High five.
High five.
Not for you.
Oh, I don't even get a high five.
Not you at all.
I just got dissed.
I'll give you a high five.
So tell me, disembodied.
I got disembodied. Tell me, how did you stop corpsing, like, live on air when people were getting their spelling wrong? I would have laughed through everything.
Oh, bugger. I tell you, what just popped out there? Oh, there. It's difficult, but you know what? Because I'm a professional.
Of course you are.
You keep it inside.
Hey, listen, there was one time where we did corpses. No, we couldn't help it because there's a little, it was a kid's show. And a little kid was on the show and he's like, he deemed himself a rapper. So he had to rap. Like we said, we'll rap something. So he rapped something from MT. Now, MT, I think, does a song called Pearl Tussie. Yo, yo. Pearl
Wow, Tussie. That's heavy.
Anyway, so there's a couple of swear words and stuff in the beginning. So which he quite cleverly goes, yo, 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 ish. And the, but then he says the N-word, Ooh. But like proper out. So we beeped it out on camera. But Vanessa and I, we couldn't contain ourselves, and they kept that in the final cut. It is the, was the funniest thing ever.
So you both were just laughing.
Yeah, yeah. But you check the kid, he's like this. And as he says, he goes, oh. So cute, they're so cute. But the thing is, it's...
At least he was aware.
Well, that's it, he was. Mm. But I think overall, look, a lot of those words we don't even know how to spell. So when they don't get it right, you're like...
Yeah, like, I'm not going to
put spell? How do you spell croissant?
Well, C-R-O-I-S-S-A-N-T.
I feel like he's got that right, but he eats that on Saturdays after doing a park run.
Make them myself. What are you talking about?
He has a croissant.
A croissant.
So what are the plans for 2017? Obviously, we want to know if there's another season, which we'll find out in a week or so.
Definitely.
What else do you have planned?
Jeez, that's a good question, Abrinti. I'm not too sure yet.
Okay.
Yeah. It's still early on.
It's only January.
Well, that's it. You know, I still want to be in the TV industry.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah, it's cheaper. That's right. Tomorrow's February. Mm-hmm. But just stay within, you know, no massive plans yet.
Yeah. Is DSTV and Mnet doing a lot of local production stuff? I've seemed to feel that way. I feel like they're moving towards that side. Yeah.
So for a long time, Mnet had cut all local production budget completely. They were just international. Realizing that suddenly the audience are starting to say, listen, you know, we need local because CakeNet's got local. There's a new channel. Via's got local and Sunsea Magic. It's all local. What about us as middle-class white people, English-speaking white people? We also want to watch local. Don't diss us.
Yeah.
So the head of Mnet Yun said, you know what, let's bring local back. So there's Spellbound. There's Winging It, which is a new show that's just come on. There's Sarah Graham's food show.
Wow.
There's a bunch.
I hope they bring Survivor back because I will go and enter again. I entered twice and I didn't make it. I stood in queues for days.
Really?
And I really wanted to be part of the Survivor crew.
That's the thing. I think it would be nice to have another. You know what? You look at reality shows. Like, unfortunately, MasterChef, second season, you know, no one really wanted to watch it.
Mm. Yeah.
Survivor, it did its course of two or three episodes and then no one wanted to watch it.
Maybe they come up with something new. Something new that is South African that I would be a part of. I would enter
that. That Tropica thing as well.
I don't know if they do that anymore.
Yeah, I think they just did it. It was SABC.
Yeah.
It was not for me. But there's like Idols.
Yeah.
Seems to be a winning formula.
The Voice.
Well, it's season two of The Voice.
Stuff.
We'll see. But yeah. Look, maybe I'd watch it. If you were on it, I'd definitely watch it.
Oh.
Obviously.
Thanks, you know. Jay.
In fact, the dude who was on the last episode of Survival, the last series of Survival, what's his name? Afrikaans dude, tall guy who got married.
Zavion.
So he's involved in a brand new show that's starting out soon. Him.
Is it his weddings stuff again?
It's to do with weddings. It's him. It's Siba from Siba's Table.
Yes.
Cooking with Siba, whatever. Cindy Nell, Mark Bailey is going to be the host.
Oh, wow.
Bio, and another lady. And there's a new show called Wedding Bashes, which is going to be starting in September.
Mm. So there's cool content coming to South Africa. And you're going to be a part of it because you have to be.
Yeah. Well, you know what? So surreal, Brent, is that last week Mnet had a little get-together with all Mnet presenters of current shows and shows coming up. And there was the head of Mnet in production. And I was standing there going, it's so bizarre to think like I'm part of Mnet. You know, standing there with the likes of Devi and Derek from Carte Blanche and standing there with, you know, Siba, for example. I'm not that she's Mnet, but Siba and Claire from Carte Blanche, and there were other programs there. And it's like so weird. Like, here I am part of Mnet.
Yeah, it's just mad.
Is it?
Whenever I see Ashley Hayden, it's the same sort of thing because she's the voice of
Mnet. Well, that's it. You know, I still couldn't get over how I actually hosted an event with her last year, and I stood next to her just before we went on. I'm like, you have no idea how surreal this is for me. I watched you growing up. Not that you look old, but like...
You look amazing for 21.
Yeah, I'm hosting an event with you. It's like, it's bizarre. That's all I
but
like.
But that is your life, and you're a part of it. And we love seeing you on screen. You're always...
I love hearing you in radio, Brent.
No, man, we love watching you.
Oh, you guys are so cute.
No, Jay and I, we used to live in the same.
You.
We used to live in the same complex. But and Wackhead also lived in the same complex.
Yeah.
But I never knew Jason, so we stayed in the same space, and we didn't know each other. And then we both got booked on the same event. It was a launch of Nestle's new ice creams or whatever.
Mm.
And we sort of chatted, and we were like, cool, okay, well, we got to catch the plane together to Lanseria. Should we pick you up? Should we go in one car?
You guys could have just, yeah.
But we didn't know. So he sent his address, and I was like, you're three doors down from me.
We should just go in one car.
You should just walk to our house.
Which I did.
And then we'll drive together, and we'll go to PE. And that's sort of when we became mates, and then we started cooking together, because he is a master chef.
Listen, I've seen what Andrew puts together. That some of that stuff is phenomenal.
Well, you as
not
well.
Not as good as me.
I've seen
as
well.
I remember I Facebook lived from your house one night. Everybody at the Cliff Central in the back end, Kat and everybody were like, oh my goodness, why are we not there? Invite us.
Some nice stuff, yeah.
Man, oh man. It's cool.
Time flies.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for asking me to be here, man. It's so cool to be back.
I want to bring you in more.
Very cool.
Just to come and hang out a little bit.
It's been like a whole year.
It has been a long time, man. But time's flown.
Time's flown. And you're here on my rack birthday, which is actually officially
tomorrow.
I saw
that today.
It's tomorrow because I uploaded it 3 years ago, but it was sort of like in the afternoon.
Yes.
And then I woke up on the 1st and CNN phoned me and all
what
those
were your
things.
Views to date now? What are your views?
It's about a million, but that doesn't matter anymore because if it were 3 years ago, video was not as big on social media, right? So you'd put something up on YouTube, and to get a million views is absolutely insane. That couple that went viral recently in Durban, the woman was doing the exorcist move upside down to try to get out of her baby. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So she did that like that backwards crawl, very exorcist. In 2 or 3 days, they had 19 million views.
19?
On Facebook, yeah. Mm. So the medium has changed. I've actually heard that the way Facebook is going, by 2020, we're not going to see text anymore. It's going to be all video. Huh. All video. People, quick, short videos, you know, status updates. You've got the moving...
If it's too long, I don't even click.
No, you wouldn't. Well, you've got the moving profile pictures now, so I don't know if you've seen people. They're like, when you scroll past. So the medium is going very much to video, and who knows? Who knows where Good Things Guy is going to go? Who knows where the good stuff's going to go? We just don't know.
Everybody's
Be sure to keep us updated, Brent.
I will do. I cannot believe an hour has flown by. We got to spend it with Jason Greer.
Yay.
He is flipping amazing.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to bring you back in studio. I'm going to go ride your Vespa around the block.
Just for fun.
You've tuned into the good stuff on Cliff Central, and we've spent the show chatting about a bunch of good things. Good news, inspirational stories, and of course, our good ambassador. The good stuff is proudly brought to you by Brand South Africa's Play Your Part initiative. Brand South Africa, inspiring new ways. If you want to play your part and get involved, or know someone who does, visit www.brandsouthafrica.com for more info. I do this every week. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. This is my quote. Take it, use it, don't use it, park it, I don't mind. Believe in your infinite potential. Your only limitations are those you set upon yourself. Never let self-doubt hold you captive. You are worthy of all that you dream of and hope for. Ignite the light within you. It will make your world seem so much brighter. That's the good stuff for this week. If you want to catch up with any of the other shows, please go and visit www.cliffcentral.com. All our shows are on there. Kerry, thanks for being here. Jason.
Thank you.
You're a rock star. Have a terrific Tuesday. Yes. Cliffcentral.com.